In the New Testament, the Lord often attends a wedding feast or some sort of dinner party at which he and his apostles partake because they have something to celebrate. And we also party because we have something to celebrate. However, we also need to be aware that sometimes we like to party because we have nothing to celebrate, and we want to fill the void in our lives with noise and festivity and people. Not because we want to share a life, but because we want to find a life. And that's not bad if we realize that's what we're doing. That in life sometimes, noise and people and parties are fillers for a vacuum that remains unsatisfied. Today, when we read the story about the Holy Cross, the Lord reminds us that the most important thing in our life is us and our happiness. And if we know that we are unhappy, that is a good thing. The bad thing is when we don't want to find a solution, when we have given up the quest for happiness and all we want to do is make a lot of noise to forget the voices inside of us that are saying something is missing. You need something or you need someone. You need to pray to be close to the Lord. The reason I say this is because the cross of Jesus is a reminder of the dignity of our life and how important you are to the Lord and hopefully to your fellow Christians. That it is not something people want from you that should guide their interest in you, but your happiness and your satisfaction with life. And so when we come to the cross of Jesus, we don't think primarily about his sufferings, but about his dignity. Even the people that were killing him, he respected, not their actions, but the dignity that they had locked up deep inside them. And he did everything he could to help us achieve salvation. And what we celebrate in the liturgy today is not simply that historical fact, but that same love that cared about us in Calvary, cared about us in Galilee, that gave his life for us outside of Jerusalem, is the same love that is loving us today. And the wisdom that you are seeking when you want to make noise instead of making yourself happy is there to guide you. So as you think about the cross and the Savior who gave his life for you upon it, don't be afraid if you're unhappy. Don't be afraid if you don't know what to do next. Go to him and ask him sincerely, what am I to do? How come I'm unhappy? What must I do? And in the future, you will celebrate and party because you have something to celebrate, not simply because you want to forget where you are. Slava Isusu Christu!